Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean and RJ here at 105 The Fan. Good morning. Happy President's Day. Sean's out. Roy alongside. I'm RJ Choppy. Troy is in. Roy has an idea of where Colin Kaepernick might go now that his case is settled, if he goes anywhere. We kind of disagree on whether or not he's going to play in the league again, but who cares whether or not we disagree. It's not the point. Point is, the deal's been settled. Will he play? Who knows? But first, the Cowboys and DeMarcus Lawrence. You know him as Tank. Roy knows him as Tank. We all do. There's a potential that he is tagged. Roy, what is the latest with Tank?
So basically, we just had Mike Fisher on about 40 minutes ago to discuss things with Tank Lawrence. Tomorrow is the first day that teams can actually tag a player. Mm-hmm. Now, there are several players around the league who are likely going to be faced with that prospect, but I'm not sure if DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be one of them. Now, from a practical standpoint, I could understand the team tagging him because even though it's being done for the second year in a row, it would cost him significantly more. The idea of tagging him in this day and age for the Cowboys, you feel like they're going to sign him. They want to get a long-term deal done. And the only reason they would tag him is if things got so close to free agency that they thought they weren't going to get a deal done when the new league year hit and other mm-hmm. teams could engage in talks with DeMarcus Lawrence. From a practical standpoint, we both agree that that would be the best business decision for them to make, right? If they're resigned to the idea that they want to bring DeMarcus Lawrence back at pretty much whatever the cost, you don't want him to see what he could get out on the open market before you start dealing with that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that.
Because the risk there is that you also, as the Cowboys have mentioned several times, you also, you know, tick him off, and potentially that makes negotiating going forward more mm-hmm. difficult. I would be in the camp that says, from a practical business standpoint, if the deal's not done by free agency, you got to tag him. You have to.
Well, I mean, if that's what, if you really want to, I mean, you want to spend the money. I've been on record, you know, I wouldn't on him.
I'm speaking from the standpoint that the team, by and large, all the reports that we've gotten and all the people
like
we have plugged
him.
In,
yeah.
They
so,
want to keep him
right,
around.
Absolutely. Now, we can go into and, you know, split hairs on whether or not it's smart to sign a single defensive player to $20 million.
Yep.
Which I don't think it is. But that may not be, they may do that anyway, regardless. So that may be a moot point. So, yeah, I understand what you're saying. And I do think it probably would be more wise to do that then.
And you're not concerned about risking, if you're in this camp, and again, I know you're not in the camp of necessarily wanting to sign him, but now you're in the front office. You're a part of the organization. You know the organization is going forward with DeMarcus Lawrence as their guy. You're okay with tagging him with the franchise tag and potentially pissing him off.
Yeah, I don't care about that.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't care about him.
So we're on the same page there. I think that's really the only Cowboys news and notes as of right now that are all that interesting. We'll see if the Cowboys decide to tag him tomorrow. I don't think they will, but there are several players around the NFL that will be tagged tomorrow, and we'll get into that list a little bit later on this morning. The other big news from the weekend is that Colin Kaepernick has agreed to terms with the NFL. Now, again, you can have a big, long debate about who won and who lost. We could speculate about what the terms of the deal are and all that stuff, but I think the comment from his lawyer afterwards are what's going to be most interesting to us and what's most interesting to fans, right? They're not interested in the political aspect of it anymore. They're not interested in Colin Kaepernick's stance. I think most people just want to know, can he still play? At 31 years old, it's been 25 months since Colin Kaepernick has thrown an NFL pass. There is no guarantee that a quarterback at his age, coming off of a season 2 years ago where he threw 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, there's no guarantee that he would be granted a starting job in the NFL in today's day and age.
Well, I mean, 2 years is a long time to not play.
Yeah, I agree with you.
You're in a kind of a tough spot.
Yeah, and even the idea that a lot of people said, well, you'd have to change your offense to make it, you know, viable for a running quarterback. I don't know at 31 how much of a running quarterback he's going to be.
Well, he better be. Otherwise, he's probably not going to play.
Perhaps.
I mean, that was, you know, there's a few quarterbacks in the league that, you know, part of what makes them so special, even the great ones. Like, even if Aaron Rodgers were told, you can't run anymore, you're just a drop back passer, that takes away some of his greatness. Part of what makes him so good is that he can move.
And Colin Kaepernick specifically, his movement was one of the most electrifying parts about his game. Like, forget about arm strength because he had some accuracy issues. He was a less than 60% pass completion percentage in his final year. So all those things are going to work against him. But his lawyer did say, quote, he absolutely wants to play. He wants to compete at the highest level. Forget about whatever negotiations took place with the AAF. His lawyer mentions two teams specifically that he thinks could be in Colin Kaepernick's sights over the next 2 weeks. He says, I think you're going to see within the next 2 weeks that somebody is going to step up. Somebody is going to do the right thing. Don't know if it's right or wrong. And you want me to predict who? After naming the Panthers as a natural place to be, he also considers the Patriots as a possible landing spot.
Now, I don't know why the Panthers would be a natural place.
Well, here's why. If Cam's going to miss an entire year, you don't need to change your offense all that much. There was, remember the report from the Panthers GM that his shoulder was going to possibly keep him saddled for an entire year. Colin Kaepernick could be that perfect bridge quarterback. Now, again, debatable as to whether or not at 31 years old, 2 years removed from the league, that he has it in him to be a starter in the NFL. But you and I don't disagree that he's good enough to have a job in the NFL.
Well, yeah. I mean, to be in the NFL, you've got to be one of the best 90 quarterbacks.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's clearly has that. I don't necessarily think that he is good enough to be a starter. And starter is relative.
Yeah, you got to define your version of starter for me because I think that's different than most people's version of a starter. To me, there are 32 starters in the NFL. Now, there aren't 32 good quarterbacks in the NFL. There aren't 32 great quarterbacks, but there are 32 starters. Explain to me your position on
starters.
Well,
okay, so it's like in aces. There's not 30 number one starters in Major League Baseball. There's going to be 30 guys who get a start on opening day. But just because you get a start on opening day doesn't mean you're number one. Mike Minor's going to start on opening day. He's not a number one. You know?
Fair.
There are probably 16 to 18 starting quarterbacks. A starting quarterback is someone who is not in jeopardy of losing their job. Everybody else, from Case Keenum to Joe Flacco to Blake Bortles to Ryan Tannehill to Lamar Jackson, to Andy Dalton maybe, they're in risk of losing their job. They're not starting quarterbacks. If you are a starting quarterback and you're in risk of losing your job, then you're just filling out the schedule. That's what you are. You're not a starting quarterback. You're filling a hole.
I don't disagree that Colin Kaepernick, look, he's much more in the bridge quarterback category, the Joe Flacco, Case Keenum, you know, whatever these quarterbacks are, the Ryan Fitzpatricks, the Josh McCowns, whatever these quarterbacks are
we all agree they're backups.
Yeah, in today's day and age, that they sign because, look, there aren't any better options out there, and they still want to be able to compete at a reasonable rate, but they know that they're not going to get a quarterback that's good enough to change their you know, organization completely, so they don't want to commit the world to him.
Right, so I don't think any of us think that Flacco and Tannehill, Flacco and Case Keenum and guys that, you know, we all agree they're not starting quarterbacks. Like, they have jobs, but they're not really starting quarterbacks because their teams are looking for replacements. So, but I do think that Collins certainly is one of the guys who should be in the NFL from a talent perspective. He could be a backup, no problem.
Now, you say should be. Do you believe his attorney that he will sign with a team? He says 2 weeks. I'll give it a month.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I think it doesn't do him any good. It doesn't do him any good to be a backup. Right? Okay. It doesn't do him any good to be a backup. And if I'm Colin, like, I would, like, if he were to go to...
Well, I'll give you a couple of other teams that he could potentially go to. So the Panthers were thrown out there because Cam's injury. The Patriots thrown out there, obviously, it would be in a backup role to Tom Brady. I'm not sure if that's necessarily the right move. How about the Redskins, who are going to be without Alex Smith all of 2019? They don't currently have a quarterback. And in the past, they've employed and had an affiliation with the running and throwing type of quarterback. We all remember their love for RG3. Redskins are potentially one.
Honestly, real quick, the teams you mentioned, those would actually be good situations because those are teams that have good, decent rosters at least. You know, if he were to go to like Arizona, like I wouldn't do that because if I'm Colin, part of the allure of me is that I'm a quality NFL player. And if I go to a team that stinks and I don't win games, then
I don't think he would play in Arizona either.
Well, no, he wouldn't. I'm just saying a team of that. I'm just saying a team of that caliber.
Sure,
like a bad football team. Mm-hmm. If he were to go to a bad place and he was not going to win, part of the allure of him is that he's a quality player who can win, and that would give credence to this to the faction of folks that he can't play.
Well, how about this team then that has won despite bad quarterback play in the past? The Jacksonville Jaguars. Yes,
well,
they're going to
get Nick Foles.
They reportedly had interest in Nick Foles. That's true, but. Again, over the next month, I don't know if Nick Foles is going to become available. I don't really know the situation with Philadelphia, whether or not they're going to tag him and then try to trade him. All that stuff could happen. But if Colin Kaepernick's there available as a free agent and Nick Foles is only available via a trade and you've got to pay him the $20 million that he's due as a part of the franchise tag or what have you, Colin Kaepernick could provide...
He ain't gonna play for free.
He could. No. But he's not going to play for $20 million either, right? He's not going to ask for $20 million 2 years out of the league.
I don't know. I mean, I would think he was asking for 15.
Okay.
I would think so.
15's probably in the realm.
I mean, look, if I'm Jacksonville, Miami.
But I'll say this. I don't want to pay 15 for a backup. No one would.
No, but I don't. That's the thing. I don't know that he would go there to be a back. Like, if I'm thinking about it like this, part of... I don't know that he's going to go there to be a backup. I don't. Like, if he's going to go to Jacksonville, it's a start. To New England, I get it. Backup. To Carolina, I mean, he's going to be there to hold the seat warm.
Yep. Bridge gap.
To me, Bridge Jacksonville gap. Is looking for a starter for long term.
Yep.
Miami is going to be looking for a starter long term.
Yeah, but they might have to wait a year because their guy might, if they don't, you know, if Kyler Murray, like a lot of people have drafted, you know, mock drafted him to Miami at 13. If he doesn't fall for them and they don't have their quarterback, Colin Kaepernick could, again, provide an attractive option for a bridge year. So we have about five teams here that could be interested. The Dolphins, we have the Panthers, the Patriots in a backup capacity. We mentioned the Jags, and my last team that I'll throw out there for you would be the Cincinnati Bengals because Andy Dalton has been injured several times over the last couple of seasons. They don't really have a good backup quarterback situation. And I like the pieces around it enough to where I could see myself selling, if I'm Cincinnati, I could sell myself on the idea that if we just had a competent quarterback, we could compete in this division. So five potential teams, I think, that have reason to want to go after Colin Kaepernick. And I do believe that there's going to be enough interest in the NFL that he will be playing for an NFL team this fall. And I think he wants that too. Now, we could have a different discussion for a different day about what this says about Colin Kaepernick's social justice stance and whether or not he caved or the league caved, who won, who lost. That's not really what we're trying to discuss here. I do believe, though, that Colin Kaepernick will be playing NFL football this fall. And I think that will surprise a lot of people. The one thing I'm hopeful of is that if he is signed, we can finally put to rest the idea that he wasn't good enough in the first place. Can we both agree on that fact? If he signs with a team at the age of 31, 2 years out of the league, then the argument that originally came out that Colin Kaepernick, after his 2016 season, wasn't good enough to warrant an offer, that's null and void, right? That's done.
Well, he was good enough to warrant an offer as a backup, I think. I don't think as a starter. But, I mean, that's just a... We can, you know...
Agree to disagree.
Sure. All right. So that is Kaepernick, who has agreed to a settlement offer with the NFL. Before we have Troy tease what's coming up in trending, your presidential fun fact on this President's Day, my fellow Americans, James K. Polk was the first president to have his photograph taken while in office. Tremendous little fun fact.
Where did they go? Like outside the office?
1 hour photo.
1 hour. Robin Williams was there.
Yes. How long did he have to stay motionless?
I know, right? It was probably a painting.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.